Welcome into halftime of tonight's football game here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here at our halftime break as opening up halftime here. Of course, as we've had all year, we'll have our senior saluting seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor Home of Webster City. Our subject this week is Roland Story, Senior Blake Larson. Blake, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So I know right now you're in the middle of your senior football season. You know, it's playoff time. It's obviously, you know, survive in advance 1 week at a time, no question about it. Just, you know, from a personal standpoint, how do you feel that your senior football season has gone for you from an individual perspective?
I feel like it's gone great. You know, after last year, the season being cut short for an injury, you know, it's been a great year. Playing great on the defensive side of the ball, you know, racking in tackles.
And outside of football, what are some of the other activities that you've been involved in your time at Roland Story?
Basketball and football.
And outside of basketball, football, you know, outside of school in general, what are some hobbies that you like to do in your spare time?
I like hunting, fishing, I golf with my buddies, stuff like that.
All right, and kind of moving on from that, obviously, I'm sure that you know you're around your friends quite a bit. You know, in the classroom, on the field, and first, when you're in the classroom on a day in day out basis, how would your peers or your friends describe you, Blake Larson, as somebody in the classroom on a day to day basis?
You know, they'd probably describe me as funny. You know, I like to crack jokes with the fellas, and you know, in the classroom, hardworking, of course. Always getting the work done.
And conversely, whether you're on the football field or the basketball court, how would they describe you, Blake Larson, as a competitor?
I think they describe me as resilient, someone who never gives up, very competitive.
And kind of moving off of that, of course, I'm sure throughout your time in high school, you've had plenty of moments that stand out to you as memorable, whether it's athletic, it could be, you know, outside of sports, could be in the classroom, so on and so forth. But if you just had to narrow it down to just one or two moments that you find the most memorable from your time in high school, what would those memorable moments be?
One of them would definitely be that win a few weeks ago against Dyke New Hartford. That was a great win, a great time. It was really fun. And then, you know, another one that's not necessarily a game, but up for Iowa camp football with the team in the summer. It was a great time, a lot of memories.
And kind of piggybacking off of that, I'm sure you've got some achievements, whether it's academic, whether it's athletic, that you're proud of your time in high school. If you had to narrow that down, what would you say your biggest achievement or achievements have been in your time in high school?
Sports related. I mean, last year, my season was cut short, but I was on the all district team. You know, and then in school, I'm in National Honor Society, so that's another one.
All right, and kind of moving on to what I call the sentimental part of this interview. Obviously, throughout your time in high school, I'm sure you've learned a lot of lessons that, you know, you wish you probably knew when you got into high school, or if you had the chance, you would pass it on to somebody that's a freshman or a sophomore that's still kind of learning the way through high school. If you could take one lesson as the most valued one you've learned in your time in high school, what would that most valuable lesson be?
It would definitely just be never giving up and working hard. You know, last year in the summer, you know, I wasn't really seeing the minutes and reps that I wanted to, but I just kept working. And then eventually, you know, that hard work was noticed by my coaches and my teammates. And I started later into the season. And then in the off season too, just working hard in the weight room. So really just never giving up, and then your hard work will be noticed.
And, of course, throughout your time in high school, I'm sure you've had many people you look to as role models, whether that's parents, coaches, teachers, could be a sibling, an older sibling, or it could be somebody that was just a couple years ahead of you that showed you the ropes as a youngster. And when you narrow it down in your head to just one or two people you would say stand out the most to you as role models from your time in high school, who would those role models be?
I would probably say my brother, Riley. You know, he's 2 years older than me, and he was in the program with me for a while. So he always, you know, showed me the ropes, helped me out, in the summer when we're working. You know, if I wasn't up, he'd wake me up for weights. He was always there helping me. So that's one I would say for sure.
And of course, once you graduate from Roland Story coming up in May, what are your future plans after high school?
I'm going to Iowa State, and my major is undecided, but ag-related studies.
All right, Blake. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight in your game against Van Meter, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
That was Blake Larson of Roland Story here on our Senior Saluting Seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor Home of Webster City. We're back with our halftime recap next here on 95.7 KQWC.